Welcome to the Rewilded Human Podcast, where Dr. Lucille and Lynn will tackle your most difficult and intimate questions with candor, tough love, and a little dash of humor. In today's episode,
you have a right to do with your money what you want to do with your money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's nice if you donate some to charity, but I mean, charity is a hard thing because, you know, charities, 99% goes to administration costs, right? So how can someone force you to give your money, basically give it away? So no, you are definitely not the problem. Hello, guys, and welcome to episode 23 of the Rewilded Human Podcast. I'm back with my beautiful co-host, Dr. Lucille, and we're going to be doing rapid fire today. So it's going to be very fast questions and answers, and I'm going to jump right in. Number one, am I the problem for not bailing out my sister financially after she repeatedly mismanages her money? We get this kind of question.
No,
of course
you are not the problem.
No, you shouldn't be bailing out your sister.
No,
that's no.
Your sister should be taking responsibility for how she manages money.
Absolutely. And teach her and help her. And the best way to do that is to not keep bailing her out, because then you're just enforcing the bad behavior and it's never going to get any better.
Right. Okay. Number two, am I the problem for not wanting my kids to see their grandparents because of their extreme political views?
Ooh.
Well, it depends on what the extreme political views are. Like, what is that? Like, fascism? Like,
or are they like Biden supporters and your Trump supporters?
Biden supporters and your Trump supporters, or
you know, in America,
versa?
This is huge, and the politics are so
yes.
Can we leave like politics out of family things, and especially when it comes to children?
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful, because like unless the grandparents are recruiting the kids into some kind of extreme and maybe dangerous political movement. It is really important for the kids to have their grandparents, their relationship with their grandparents. So you and the grandparents can decide, you know, how you want to deal with your political differences. But
exactly. Leave the kids out of it.
Leave the kids out of there. Don't let them suffer.
And is it more important for the children to have a relationship with their grandparents, or is it more important for you to be politically right? I mean, basically politics, you know, the way I see politics, it's, you know, two sides, two wings of the same bird. So, I mean, you know, we're arguing about nothing. The people that are pulling the strings are the same for left and right and, you know, liberals, Democrats, whatever. It's all the same. So I think it's more.
So we think that you are the problem.
You are the problem. Let the kids see their grandparents. Yeah. Keep it short. Am I the problem for complaining about my neighbor's noisy early morning workouts in our shared apartment building? Depends how early and how noisy. If somebody was waking up.
I mean, if they're starting at like 8 in the morning and maybe you're a late sleeper, I don't know that you have a right to complain.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you're in an apartment building. I know I've had this issue in condo buildings that I lived in. Mm-hmm. You have to give some kind of leeway because you are in a densely populated accommodation, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have noise. So you really have to like figure out how much you're going to tolerate and how much you're going to go to war over noise. And I empathize. Noise is a horrible thing, especially if it interrupts your sleep.
Yeah.
So I would say you're not the problem if the noise is interrupting your sleep, for example.
Yeah.
You're absolutely not the problem.
But if it's at a normal time,
time of day, then I'm sorry, I don't think you have an issue there.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I the problem for not accommodating my coworkers' strict dietary restrictions at a team lunch I'm organizing? Okay. Well, it depends on how strict the dietary restrictions are. Like, do you have to import kangaroo meat from Australia that's been killed within the last 24 hours? I don't know.
That's a tough one. I mean, if it's a vegan, I'm sure you can bring some vegetables or something like that.
Right. Or you know, you can maybe gently suggest that, you know, the person can bring their own lunch, you know, whatever. I don't know what the protocol is at your office, but I think
if it's not such a big deal and you're just kind of doing it out of spite, then you're the problem. Because, you know, if you can just easily accommodate that person, then just do it and be the better man, be the big guy and no.
Or the bigger woman, yes.
Bigger woman and keep the peace, right?
Mm-hmm, right. Okay.
Okay. Am I the problem for not attending my best friend's third wedding because I think it's another mistake? Well, it's not really up to you, is it?
It's not. Yeah. Well, and why do you need to be so judgmental?
Exactly.
Why not just, you know, support your best friend, go to the wedding and enjoy yourself. Like, let go of your judgments and just
and wish them the best. Because if you're
wish them the best.
You know what? Actually, if I had a friend who thought I was making a mistake and wasn't wishing the best for me and was waiting for this marriage to fail, I would not want her at my wedding. Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You are the problem, and maybe you shouldn't go to the wedding, because if she would know how you're feeling, she probably wouldn't want you there. So if you can't be supportive, don't go to the wedding.
I agree. Okay. Am I the problem for openly disagreeing with my boss's unethical business practices, even though it might cost me my job? These are one of these tricky questions where, you know, it's your livelihood. I guess you have to decide, is my ethics more important than my livelihood?
Yeah, and what kind of unethical issues?
Because that could be really complicated, because if your boss gets nailed for some kind of unethical business practice and you didn't speak up, you could be nailed too, right? And then there's the whole thing about, well, then you have to, if you want to keep your job, then you have to keep up a deception. And are you going to be sleeping well at night knowing that you're having to do that? Maybe you are harming other people. Yeah. I don't know what the issue is. Maybe you're harming other people by going along with your boss.
Yeah.
I think you need to look at it in terms of the long term. Okay, I need this job right now, but what's it going to cost me in the long term to support my boss's unethical practices?
Yeah, I agree. So we don't know if you're the problem or not. It really, really depends on the situation. We would have more information about this. Am I the problem for not accepting my daughter's partner who has a criminal record? Again, depends on the criminal record, right?
Traffic violations?
Yeah, exactly. Like how serious is the criminal record? I mean, if it's not something serious and it was a mistake, and you know, he's a good guy otherwise, then I don't think that's something that you should hold against him. But if the guy's a criminal, period, then obviously that would be difficult. But what do you do? I mean, you don't accept him, and then you're going to lose your daughter in the process, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a tough one. So is she the problem or not? What do you think, Lucille?
Well, again, I agree with you. It depends on what kind of criminal behavior was it, and do you have evidence that he's reformed? Because if he has, then by all means, give him a second chance. So we don't really have enough information, I think, to make a definitive answer, to give you a definitive answer. So it depends. Let's just leave it at it. If he's a pedophile, if he's been incarcerated for pedophilia.
It's not a pedophile. It's a minor attracted person, Lucille.
Oh, minor attracted person.
I need to correct you with this. It's not a pedophile, minor attracted person. And just because someone's attracted to minors, it doesn't mean that they're acting on them, okay? This is our new crazy freaking world, guys. This is it.
It is. I stand corrected. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. Okay, next question.
Am I the problem for telling my coworker I don't want to hear about her personal life at work? No. I don't think you're a problem at all. No. You're not being paid to be a therapist.
Exactly. And this happens a lot in workplaces, I think. But there's a polite way to shut this down, right?
Yes.
No, absolutely. You're definitely not the problem. No. Am I the problem for not letting my unemployed friends stay with me indefinitely? No, of course not.
No. It's your life. You get to state how you want to live your life. You get to create it. No. You're not the problem.
Why do people even think that? That what would give them the right to just stay with someone indefinitely and not pay and not work and just live there? How convenient. But you are definitely not the problem.
No. Okay. Am I the problem for reporting a colleague for inappropriate comments, risking their job? Again, I don't know enough about this question. I don't know if you do, Lynn. But I don't know enough about this question in terms of what is inappropriate.
Yeah, okay? And what you think is inappropriate might inappropriate. Not be such a big deal to someone else, right?
Right.
Is it
right.
Is it something so serious that you don't that it would justify them losing their job over? Then yeah, but if it's something minor and they could possibly get fired, then no.
Right? Yeah. So again, we would need to know what level of inappropriate you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some of these are tough. You need more information. Am I the problem for refusing to change my lifestyle to accommodate my partner's new dietary choices? No,
I don't think so. I mean, if your partner is insisting that you do as they do, I think that's totally unreasonable.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Do what's right for you. And there should be some level of tolerance for this kind of difference between two people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some people get very, strict with their diets. And then if you don't follow the same diet, they can't even be with you. But in that case, what can you do? I mean, you should do whatever makes you happy. Okay. You do you, boo.
Yeah.
Am I the problem for not wanting to donate part of my inheritance to charity as my family expects?
No, I don't think you're the problem at all. You have a right to do with your money what you want to do with your money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's nice if you donate some to charity, but I mean, charity is a hard thing because, charities, 99% goes to administration costs, right? So how can someone force you to give your money, basically give it away? So no, you are definitely not the problem.
Okay. Am I the problem for telling my sister her constant social media posts about her lifestyle are off-putting? Well, off-putting for whom? my question.
Off-putting to you.
what does it have to do to you? And what does it have to do with you?
Yeah.
Why would you want to stand in judgment of your sister? Like, how is this affecting you, basically?
Unless she's like making racist or some kind of, those kinds of posts or something. But she's her lifestyle, posts about her lifestyle. So it's not that. So maybe she's bragging. Maybe she's, showing her Ferrari or stuff like that. But I mean, it's no skin off your back. Just let her live her life.
Yeah, I agree.
You're the problem. Yeah. Am I the problem for not allowing my neighbor to park in my driveway, even though I rarely use it?
I don't think you're a problem.
No, I don't think you're the problem. But also, like, if you have a good relationship with your neighbor and you're not using your driveway, then, you could be a little bit lenient and let him park there once in a while. No?
Yeah, you could. But I mean, the way it's phrased, it sounds like this person does not want the neighbor to use the driveway.
If you're clear,
it's your driveway. Again, you get to choose how you use it.
Yeah,
so
I think absolutely.
You're the problem.
You're not the problem.
Am I the problem for not wanting to babysit my nephew anymore because of his unruly behavior?
No.
No, I don't think so. You don't have, it's not your child, and you didn't create the behavior, I'm assuming. And everybody has a right to set their limits on what they can tolerate. So I think this is the parents' issue. They need to deal with it. It's not up to you to keep accommodating the nephews or their need to for him to be babysat.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree, definitely. Am I the problem for telling my friend I don't believe in her conspiracy theories and want to avoid the topic?
Well, what? You have every right not to talk about something or not to have somebody talk at you about their belief systems if you're not into it, if it bothers you. I agree with you thoroughly. You do what you want to do. So I don't think you're the problem. I mean, I could be accused of being a conspiracy theorist, but the last thing I want to do is bombard people with my theories, my opinions. I have too much respect for people. If they don't want to hear it, I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
So
I agree. Okay. No, you're not the problem. You have the right to have, listen to things that actually interest you. And if you don't want to hear about it, just tell your friend. No worries at all. Next one, Lucille.
Am I the problem for not supporting my partner's sudden decision to quit his job and pursue art? Hmm. Well, I guess that depends because it sounds like this was kind of sprung on you, mm-hmm. which is sudden. So your partner did it without consulting you. And I think that is a problem because obviously when a partner's occupational situation changes, it impacts their partner. Mm-hmm. And so if this is something that was done without you being taken into account, I don't think you're a problem for having a difficulty with it. This kind of decision requires, I think, a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm. So that, if the partner's going to do this, that they at least have your consent to go ahead with it. And
especially if the art is not going to be making any money, if it's not bringing in.
Yeah. And who knows if it is or isn't. We don't know if your partner's going to be making money, but maybe that's not the issue. I don't know. For a lot of people, it is. It just then means financial insecurity, which is what most people are concerned about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think you should not support a partner doing something suddenly that is going to disrupt your life without them talking to you about it first, for example.
I agree. So you are not the problem. Mm-hmm. Am I the problem for not wanting to participate in my family's religious practices anymore? I don't think so. I think I don't really like religion, politics, or anything being forced on anyone, including children. I mean, it's nice to grow up in a family that shares the same values, the religions, and everything like that. But ultimately, especially as you grow up and you have different beliefs, I think that should be respected. So no, you're not the problem.
I agree totally. You do your religious journey the way you want to do it. That's part of just being an adult, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Am I the problem for telling my parents I don't want them to move in with me in their old age? I definitely don't think you're the problem. I faced this issue and I knew that I would really be doing myself a major disservice if I tried to live with my parents in their old age. It just would not work out. So I had to put my foot down. And although it did hurt my mother, it ended up being the best thing for everybody and she got used to it and it wasn't an issue, but just to suffer and sacrifice just to take care of your parents, it's not worth it. It's really not worth
it. Yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I mean, I would probably take my parents in that
situation. Well, you would, and that's fine. And every age to his own.
But I think it's an individual choice. And and we don't know your relationship with your parents. I think that a lot depends on that as well. So yeah, tough one.
Tough one, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So the final question is, am I the problem for asking my significant other to choose between me and his demanding hobby that takes up all of our free time? Absolutely not.
I don't think you're the problem, no. I mean, what did you get married for? You wanted to spend some quality time with your partner at some point in the course of the day, week, whatever. So again, this points to maybe there's another problem in the marriage between the two of you that needs to be looked at, as to why this husband or your significant other is choosing to focus on the hobby rather than being with you. And again, I'm not saying it's your fault. I don't think it's your responsibility, but it indicates that there's some kind of underlying problem that the two of you cannot desire to be with one another in your free time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you're definitely not the problem.
No, I don't think you're the problem at all.
Okay, guys, that wraps up our rapid fire for today. In our next episode, episode 24, we'll be talking about surrogacy and also a couple that is worried about retirement and what are they going to do when they're spending all their time together? I think that's a very common question. That'll be an interesting one to talk about and discuss. Thank you so much, Dr. Lucille. I enjoyed this episode. I always like these rapid fires. They are so much fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Yes. Thank you so much. I love rapid firing with you too. I love just on the podcast with you, and I love helping all of you out there. So I would really appreciate, and Lynn, I know, would also appreciate comments, questions, likes, subscriptions, and shares.
Shares, all of the above, guys. We love that stuff. The algorithm loves that stuff. So fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here. All the best to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please be aware that Lynn and I are here to provide insights, advice, stories that are for educational and entertainment purposes only. None of our content should be considered to be personal, medical, or mental health therapy. If you are experiencing a mental health or physical health challenge, please consult the appropriate healthcare specialist. We are here to provide the best possible content in an atmosphere of positive conversation and personal growth.